You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. And this weekend, it came out yesterday, but this is a big movie and a little bit of controversy.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the only movie opening this week, and it's giving it a lot of space. It's Joker with Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. And, you know, after seeing this, it's not so much a comic book movie as you would think. Mm-hmm. There's no Batman. There's no, I mean, you wouldn't even know that was Gotham City. You know, he's playing a clown who's, he's dedicated, as his mother has told him, you know, bring joy to the world. So he's trying to be a clown, right? But everywhere he turns, he's being ridiculed and beaten up. And he suffers from a mental illness. His laugh in the movie is not because he's trying to be, you know, a clown. He's got this condition where when he's under stress, he starts laughing. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to control it. And people are like, what are you, mocking me? He just keeps getting dumped on over and over and over until he snaps, you know?
Like all open micers.
Exactly.
Go on, Jeff.
Exactly. And he tries stand-up comedy, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying that, yeah.
Wow.
So he's amazing. Joaquin Phoenix is incredible because he's very sympathetic. And you really feel for him because he's trying to do the right thing, you know? But he's rejected and, you know, where he takes him down a dark path. Now, a lot of people have just been talking about the violence in the movie. Listen, we counted after the movie. He killed 7 people, okay?
Okay.
But Rambo, the week before, killed about 50.
Yeah.
He cut people's heads off. So the movie, in terms of violence and disturbing, is really tame in terms of other movies out there.
Comparatively.
So absolutely.
Okay.
So I think there's just a lot of publicity being drawn up about the movie than it shouldn't be. Also, there's some really iconic scenes in the movie, like that staircase, you know, that we see him dancing down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like the Rocky stairs or the stairs from The Exorcist in Georgetown. I think people are going to make a pilgrimage to get a picture with that. And I looked it up. It's 1150 West 167th Street in the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure those people are going to be happy.
Of course, why not?
And can you imagine Robert De Niro was in this too? Because the movie is absolutely like Rupert Pupkin in The King of Comedy.
Oh my God.
So it's reversed now. He's playing the talk show host that Joaquin's character, the Joker, comes on. It's just because he wants to be a comedian.
Right.
So it's really filled with so many Easter eggs, you know, not only that, but Network and all these other movies. So Todd Phillips, the director, has really given us something, a really rich film. It's one of my favorites of the year. And he's a shoo-in to be for Best Actor. I'm telling you that right now.
I believe that.
It is not for kids. It is not Batman. Please do not bring children to it because it's a really disturbing film.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, of course, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Don't forget about that. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.